Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Okay, I gotta close that window, get this one open, and press record. There we go. Aaron is the new Growing in Grace podcast. I'm Joel Brzezinski, along with Mike Kepler. And we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Hey.
Stay alive.
Hey, Merry Christmas to everybody. This is our Christmas edition of the Growing in Grace podcast for 2025.
And you said we're doing a new podcast. We had considered doing an old podcast.
which, by the way, next week we will do an old podcast.
Yeah, go back and listen to an old one because we're going to take a week off, right?
Yeah, and what I've done in the past when we've taken a week off at the end of the year, I can't not post something, so I usually will pick an older episode and just replay it. So next week you'll have probably, if I'm not lazy and if I do it, we'll put something else to listen to. Speaking of past podcasts, I got my Spotify Wrapped stats for this past year. And I know I haven't looked on YouTube and I haven't looked on Apple and the other things, but this is just for Spotify, and we won't get deep into this at all, just a couple seconds here, but total new audience on Spotify this past year, we were up 458% for total new audience. And as far as followers go on Spotify, up 22%. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then the top episode listened to in the last year is episode 1016. The New Covenant is contained within a person, not the pages. 24% more people listened, or 20% was listened to, 24% more than the average podcast. So just a little summary, just a tiny little snippet of the past year.
Well, I think that's good for us to know because, that particular program, I think, is sort of the centerpiece of what we try to evolve around or revolve around here on the podcast, in that not only the person of Jesus, obviously, but how he and the new covenant are aligned with each other.
Yeah. And I think stuff like that is catching on. Everyone has their own trip that they're going on, you know, with Christ, their own journey, however you want to word it. I know that I was never a big listener of the band Korn, because they came after my time, but of course the lead singer, Brian Welch, known as Brian Head Welch, he posted a video, and I just like what he said in it because it kind of goes along with this. This is total spontaneous here, by the way, but he said he was talking about something in Colossians, or I forget what it was, but he says, "This is not about nonsensical religion, but it's about true and tangible eternal connection." I mean, that's really what it's about. It's not about, you know, all these religious things that we can do, reading the Bible, as much as we've talked about how we have quoted from verses from the Bible and, love the Bible. And we had a little conversation about that, you and I did beforehand. Beside that, just that Jesus isn't found in all of our Bible reading, as good as, you know, as much as information we can get from the Bible, but it's found in this life is found in him. It's found in Christ himself, not religion, not the things that we do. As good as the things that we, you know, good works are beneficial, but that's not where this is found. It's found in Jesus Christ and he himself, not the pages, not the things that we do, but he himself is our true and tangible eternal connection. I mean, it's about him and being with him for eternity.
Yeah, the spontaneous little thing that you just jumped on here. The word that jumped out at me there was the tangible, the tangibility of the spiritual truth. Because I mean, the people like tangible.
Yeah.
And that's why they've almost fallen into Bible worship.
Sure.
Because look, we like to see things. We like to touch. We you know, that this is our way of making a connection with what we can't see. I understand that. And as you said, we do appreciate the pages, but it's really all about the person of Jesus and his spirit who abides within us. And you can come to a place, I believe, that we can all come to a place where this spiritual reality of what we can't see with our physical eyes, and perhaps, you know, they're foreign to our physical senses, we can come to a place where this spiritual reality is tangible, and it's mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to wrap our minds around it, but you know, there's the mind and there's the spirit, and there's just some things that you know within your heart that your mind just hasn't caught on to yet.
Yeah.
I went through that over 30 years ago when I first came to this Grace Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
There was something going on inside that I just wasn't able to fully comprehend. And then piece by piece, God started, you know, dumping deposits into my mind where I could start to get it just a little bit more. And the other thing I'll just mention along a side note here is the brain isn't the mind.
Right.
You know, the physical organ that's in the body, that's not the equivalent or the same thing as the mind. And the mind isn't the same thing as the spirit. And so there's some mysteriousness to all of this, but all of that to say with what you were talking about and the quote that you made there, there's so much truth to that. I mean, even the Bible can become a religion to us, and I experienced that early in my Christian walk, and certainly there's a place for the Bible in our lives, but for many people, many people, for many centuries after the resurrection of Jesus, they never had such a thing, but that doesn't mean faith wasn't alive within them and that their relationship with God was non-existent, right?
Right. People had a real, tangible, a real, eternal, a real connection with God through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, without having the pages of the Bible to read. I mean, I've said this before, and really not to get off on all of, you know, on a tangent on all this, but most people who have ever lived have not had a Bible. And some people might feel sorry for them, but just think about how all the, there weren't all those Bible arguments that people got into. But
that
but,
would be so cool.
But again, not really to get deep into that, but just to know that it's the person, Jesus Christ, that we have the relationship with. And, you know, sometimes, and again, reading the Bible, one of the things that going along with something you were saying there, that I was taught or that I was told, and I probably even said it myself, was you have the head knowledge about what's in the Bible, but you need to get it into your heart. And what you're talking about is kind of the opposite of that. You got,
yeah, I think that's true, Joel.
You got the, yep. You got something, you know it into your heart. Like years ago, 30 plus years ago, when you started sharing Grace with me up at that radio station that we were at, there was something in me, it resonated because I just knew it was the truth. But yet it hadn't been taught to me. You know, those no preacher had ever preached it, but it resonated in with me, and I came to find out that it was true, that it was the truth, and 30 plus years later, been still growing in it, and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I think something I've been going through since that time of discovering the uniqueness of God's grace and unconditional love is an unlearning process, which I'm still going through.
Yeah.
Unlearning so many things that I had been exposed to and had been taught and that I taught others in, you know, in conjunction with that. And I think back to sometimes I think, oh, I wonder some of the things that I told people.
Yeah, I thought that too. I've gone through that in my head.
Because I thought I really believed it. And maybe it wasn't all bad, but maybe it wasn't all too great either. So with that said, so yeah, there's this unlearning process where the mind continues to be renewed to the gospel. And when we maybe something we can talk about after the first of the year is when people hear the word gospel, a lot of different things will come to mind. So maybe we can get into that a little bit.
Right.
But with that said, for those who are listening right now, if you have your Bibles, please open to Luke chapter 2.
And even for those who aren't listening right now.
That was another one of those things, Joel, in the church building when the pastor would say something like that in the evangelical circles, where if you brought your Bible right. or if you have your Bible, it was almost like if I didn't have my Bible, I'm feeling less about myself right now because other people are opening theirs and turning to the page and I don't have mine. And then when you did bring it, you'd kind of look around at the people who didn't, you know, with that self-righteous attitude and say, well, I'm one up on you here.
Yeah, I'm spiritual. You're not.
But it's Christmas week. You had mentioned something that we've probably talked about in the past, but there's a lot of traditional stuff with Christmas, and some of that's okay. We're not here to slam people who have Christmas trees or any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
That's just missing the bullseye. That's missing the target when we get off on that stuff. I'm sorry if that offends you, but you probably have some unlearning to do, like the rest of us. But there is something that quite a few things really about Christmas and things in the Bible. I mean, we talked in, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but I think we did a podcast pointing out that the magi or the wise men, as they're often called, were not actually at the manger scene.
Right.
Now, you show me a manger scene today without the wise men, and yeah, it's going to be pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something else here too about peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:14, the angel showed up with the shepherds, right? Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Hey, I recognize that. I recognize that. That comes from Peanuts.
Yeah.
That comes from the Charlie Brown special from 1965.
Well, I didn't know what year it was because I assumed that Luke got it from Linus.
Yeah, he got it from Linus, yeah.
But, yeah, so usually the thought process here by most in the world is that peace on earth, meaning no war, let's all get along and extend goodwill toward each other. And that is certainly a good thing, and I think you can find that in the writings, especially within the New Testament. But in this context, it's referring to something else, and that's where I'll get you in here, Joel.
Yeah, peace on earth, goodwill toward. You notice that thing, it says, it doesn't say goodwill between men. And again, you know, not that that's a bad thing. It would be absolutely wonderful and tremendous if human to human, all of us had goodwill between each other. That would be wonderful. We know that that's not a reality at this point in history, but when the angels appeared and they said goodwill toward men, they were, you know, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That was God's goodwill toward men that they were talking about, toward all of humanity, and God's goodwill toward us. And that's what the good news is. That's what the gospel is. That's really why this baby, Jesus, came. That's why he came in the form of a human to show us God's goodwill. And then not just to show us, but to die on the cross, to grow up into a man and to die the death that all of mankind, you know, Adam, sin came into the world and death through sin, therefore all died. and you know everybody was going to perish, you know, according to what you'll find in various other passages. But the thing about what Jesus did was that he made it so that we don't have to. That's God's goodwill toward us, making it so that we don't have to perish, but that we can actually have everlasting life. And so that's really what this was about, this the birth of Jesus, the angels declaring all of this, God's goodwill toward men. And, you know, this peace, of course, various places will find out about God's peace. Romans 5:1 always sticks out to me. Therefore, having peace with God, having been justified by faith. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. That's God's peace. It's, again, not peace between each other, which, again, is a good thing, but it's God declaring his peace with us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, this is the good news message, right? When and certainly it's, as we said, it's great that we can extend goodwill one to another and live in peace between each other. But this was the creator of the universe with an eternal message that was, you know, perhaps maybe one of the greatest in the history of humankind. He was declaring peace between him and his creation and making it known through a child who would grow to become the savior of the world. It's just an incredible thing. And you know, after the birth of Jesus, verse 21, I mean, there was this process because Jesus, remember what Galatians told us when the Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatians and he said that Jesus was born of a woman. He was born under the law, the Jewish law, the law of Moses, but he came to redeem those people from that law, to help them escape from the bondage of it. Yeah, all of it, not just the top 10 that were engraved on stone, but the other rules and statutes and commandments that would also be written in stone as God directed the Jewish people to do. So after the there was this process that would take place for 8 days, nothing would really happen here until the eighth day, because Jesus was a male. Verse 21 of Luke 2, when the 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was then, not before this, but his name was then called Jesus. He was nameless before that. You know, people didn't come by and say, oh, what's his name? Not until the eighth day when he was given the name. And then there was a process that took place according to the law, verse 22, when the days of purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, depending on what you could afford. And it went from there. And so there's just this mysteriousness of the whole thing, right, that we may not fully understand with our minds, as we were talking earlier. I mean, think about it. You've got the creator of the universe being born of a woman as a baby. There is a mystery to it. Now there's some mysteries that have been revealed to us according to some of the things that Paul wrote in his writings to believers in Christ. But Joel, I'm convinced there are just some things we're never really going to be able to wrap our minds around. And to me, this is kind of one of those things.
Yeah, it is something that is for sure hard for the mind to really grasp, and even if in our hearts we understand, yes, this was something God was doing for us, this was something wonderful, it's really something that it will probably take a long time, including well into eternity, for us to really comprehend. We'll just leave with this, Isaiah 9, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And there's the peace that we have. It's a peace, again, that we're not necessarily going to find in what happens in this world. But it is a peace that we have with God, and it is an eternal peace that we can bank on, that we can count on, and that we can rely on for eternity.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.